This is a replay of the Raleigh James Show on October 1st, Tuesday evening on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together tonight. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. A number of things to discuss, but let's put aside the sheep for a moment. Oh, I'll get there. And mention that the new moon is tomorrow afternoon at 1:49 p.m. Central. So if you're into the law of abundance and you write your abundance checks, no real money changes hands, then you'll want to know that, because you need to do that just before 1:49 p.m. Central, or as close to that as you can without going over. So that's law of abundance now. The annual solar eclipse will happen at that time as well. Don't look directly at the sun. I'm not sure you'll get the advantage here to do much of any of that, but for those in Argentina, certainly it'll be a good view. But nonetheless, make sure you don't look directly at it. All right, now our sheep. Let me get to this, because what caught my eye in this story actually was the picture of the sheep. It's a gorgeous sheep. It truly is just huge. And I think it's smiling. It's a lovely sheep. Well, apparently it's an illegal sheep. The deal is, a guy in Great Falls, Montana, had been breeding sheep, and he bred them, sadly, for use in captive trophy hunting in Texas and in Minnesota. And apparently this is a thing. So he was breeding these animals to be shot. But I guess there's not as much demand for your rank and file sheep as there is for your exotic sheep, in this case, a huge sheep. But the only problem was that the sheep is apparently not legal to be in the United States. Now, apparently, the deal is, of course, they try to keep their sheep lines pristine and pure and all that. So bringing a Marco Polo sheep in, that's what it was, and cloning the animal, and then using the clone and the descendants to create a larger hybrid species of sheep that would be more valuable for captive hunting operations, meaning that he could charge more for it, then that's not legal. And so at 81 years old, he's spending 6 months in jail. Marco Polo are the largest sheep in the world. They can weigh up to 300 pounds, and they have curled horns up to 5 feet long. And they're just beautiful. And the idea that they're selling them to shoot them is bothering me tremendously. But nonetheless, that's what they were doing. But the concern is, of course, for the lines of the sheep that still exist, whether or not these can be bred or not, I don't know. Bred enough that he was able to sell descendants. So the court ruled that at 81 years old, even though he had no criminal record, he was going to spend the next 6 months in jail. The total of the animals involved was over $250,000. and he sold the hybrid sheep to people in Alabama, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, Oregon, South Dakota, and West Virginia. So you're saying, how exactly does that work? All right, what he was doing is illegally using tissue and testicles from the Marco Polo sheep and mixing it with existing sheep and getting the larger specimens and doing a heck of a job selling them, actually. So he's going to jail now. He had five partners in this. I guess they're going to be on trial. So that's the deal. Now, the sad part is that they had some pictures. The sheep are just beautiful. The government is insisting that they be sent to slaughter by the end of the year. The meat will be donated as far as that goes, but I don't know. I think they're just beautiful. So meanwhile, this 81-year-old will not be allowed to breed game stock during the 3 years he is on probation, at which time he will be 88 and probably not breeding anything. But so there it is. Huge sheep send an 81-year-old, an octogenarian, to jail. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. While we're on the subject of crime, multiple Delta Airlines staff members were arrested for smuggling millions of dollars of hard drugs through JFK Airport. And it's fairly easy for the crew to do that as far as that goes. Oft times, they're not searched in the same way. And so in this case, though, the Delta Gate agents were involved, and they were using the bags of supposed plane passengers to smuggle the drugs. So apparently, two gate agents who should have been helping plane passengers were removing backpacks from a flight that had just arrived at JFK. They then loaded them onto a baggage transportation vehicle and took the baggage to a deserted part of the tarmac. By the way, of course, the gate agents didn't have clearance to remove bags. Yeah, well, people are wondering where their luggage went. But then they'd insert the drugs and send it on its merry way on the next flight. But the Department of Homeland Security actually saw the two gate agents going against the guidelines, not the smartest people on earth. And they approached them and began to open several bags. And the luggage had tags with the name of plane passengers, but it is not a case that any of them were involved in the drug smuggling. And apparently, the luggage contained several plastic bags with a white crystallized substance, testing positive for ketamine. The bags had 134 pounds of the drug, which is worth $3 million on the street. But the interesting thing, of course, is no one knows how long this has been going on. And apparently, what has been discovered is the agents were making about $5,000 per flight. Both pled not guilty. That'll be an interesting trial. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we've got Tubby in Chicago. So, Tubby, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh.
How are you?
I got in early tonight, so I called early because I heard somebody playing a song on the radio in a parking lot, right? I hope you like it. It's a song. It's a request.
Okay.
The Stylistics, You're My Everything.
Oh, sure. I like it a lot. You're my everything.
I know you don't like everything.
No, I don't. I don't like everything, but I don't mind the Stylistics at all. And I'll be happy to play that for you. It'll be tomorrow night, though, okay?
You can play it whenever you want to, but this show hit a chord. I had to stop and start slow dancing, doing that slow drag in the street.
Well, terrific. You will hear it. Thank you, Tubby.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes.
I want to know about the lady with the chickens. You still looking into the lady, how she got rid of, how they're going to sell them chickens?
I know, and I still want to know that. I do look almost every day, and for people who don't remember, and obviously you do, and that's wonderful, is this woman in Chicago, cafeteria worker, was selling literally tons of chickens and to restaurants. Now, I still say there had to be something else involved, because you don't go door to door and say to the restaurants, would you like to buy 20,000 pounds of fried chicken wings? It doesn't work out that way. So somebody else is involved and nobody's talking.
And let me add this little footnote, since I'm in a good mood today. What you were just talking about,
yeah.
I don't watch so much TV. They could have been smuggling drugs in the chicken. That's why you can't find them. Ah!
Oh, man, that's scary, isn't it? All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Tubby.
You have a good night.
All right, you too.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. Yeah, I did. I looked for the longest time because there was so much coverage of this woman, because it was astounding how much chicken she had stolen from the school cafeterias and sold. But how do you do that? You know, theoretically, she was not a restaurateur of any sort. There didn't seem to be any connection to restaurants. So you would think that there has to be a conduit in this story. She couldn't have gone up to the local Popeye and say, "Want to buy some chicken wings?" It doesn't work quite like that. But there has been no follow-up that I can find. Though, isn't that often the case on so many news stories? Most of them leave me with more questions than they do answers. And I guess maybe they're all starting to be written by AI. Well, I guess that would be one excuse, wouldn't it? Actually, there is something being written by AI that's scary as all get out. And I'll tell you about that, too. But if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Cheating in the next room, making plans to meet him soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to meet him somewhere alone. But love is no longer there, the woman of his heart no longer cares. It's best to call it quits and go your separate way. Playing that cheating game only leads to hurt and pain, and cause each other unhappy days. Cheating in the next room, making plans to be with them soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to go out and do wrong.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. ZZ Hill, Cheating in the Next Room. Relatively recent, actually, 1982 on Malico. And I thought it was a wonderful record toward the end of his career. Sadly, died in 1984 in Dallas of a heart attack. But he would have turned 89 years old yesterday. And I thought ZZ Hill was just tremendous. And in fact, we'll play one of his earlier songs next. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And we got Brian in Jefferson City. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Beautiful day here in Jeff City.
Good.
Hey, I was going to tell you first, did you hear, I heard quite a few people passed on lately on the news. I saw Kris Kristofferson passed on, was it over the weekend?
Yes, 88.
And then Pete Rose?
Right, 88 years old. And Pete was up there too, yes. And I didn't realize that he had moved to Las Vegas, but he certainly made Cincinnati more colorful.
Yeah, and then they said Chris lived in Hawaii.
Yes.
He had a house in Maui.
Yes, he had a house there and a house in California, he did.
Oh, okay. And then I heard about a week or so ago on the Opry that if it's the same person, I think the record producer, Billy Sherrill, might have passed on.
Oh, sadly, Billy's been gone a while.
Oh, yes. Maybe it was a different...
Well, there actually are two Billy Sherrills, believe it or not, in Nashville. And, of course, the world-famous record producer and songwriter, Billy Sherrill, has been, oh, gosh, it's probably been about 7 years now. His wife died a couple of years ago. But anyway, there was a recording engineer in Nashville named Billy Sherrill as well. No relationship whatsoever. So
okay. Well, maybe that was him, because they said the name and I thought of the record producer.
Right. No, sadly, he's been gone since August of 2015.
Oh, okay.
But I wonder about the other one. I'm going to look to see about recording engineer Billy Sherrill about him. I don't know, because I didn't know him.
Yeah. The reason I called about last week, the one fellow, I think his name's Jim from Wisconsin, that's losing his vision, he was having an issue with, like, trying to order on the iPhone doing home deliveries and stuff for like groceries.
Yes, he was. Now let me interrupt you first. And it is the recording engineer Billy Sherrill who did die just last week.
Okay.
And he was the engineer for a lot of records, Kenny Rogers and Kenny Chesney and Marshall Tucker Band and on. And he died earlier in the month. I think September, early September. He was 77.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know there were two of them.
Oh yeah, there definitely are two of them.
Threw me. Okay. But getting back to Jim, he said he was having problems, like wanting to order like home delivery groceries on the iPhone. Well, there's a couple options. If he can learn how to navigate like an app using VoiceOver, that would be one option. But if he's not really tech savvy, which a lot of aren't, there is a service, a third-party service.
Be My Eyes.
But there's one called GoGo Grandparent. And what that service is, the main part of it is, if you're not tech-savvy but you want to use an Uber or Lyft, what you do, you call them, you have an account with them where they have your debit card, then you actually talk to someone and say, like, I'm at home and I need to go to Walmart Supercenter. They have a service through that called GoGo Gourmet where you can order through them, and they would, like, if you wanted to do a Walmart order or a Sam's Club, they would do it for you over the phone and get it set up.
No, it's so great, but I don't think it's free.
There's extra fees that they tack on their end.
Right, that's what I'm saying, and I know that Jim is on a budget, but if he can do that, sure. Now, on the other hand, Be My Eyes is absolutely free.
Right, right. Well, that would be good if he is. My best suggestion would be if he can go shopping on his own, just go to the customer service like at Walmart and say, hey, I'm sight impaired, I need some help.
No. His problem would be getting there. But, I've been thinking a lot about this over the weekend. And the reality is that Jim needs to absolutely change the way he's doing things. Right now, he's thinking of getting help for doing it the same way. And that's failing him, and it's going to fail him. Rather than saying, I can't, he's going to have to figure out how. And I realize he cannot do that himself alone. But, for instance, I don't think he's contacted Apple yet to turn on VoiceOver, which he needs to do. He needs to get in touch with people who can set up his phone and show him how to use it. Because, for instance, you mentioned the Walmart app for shopping. As you probably know, that's been reviewed quite a bit, and it is fully accessible. And so if you have the right stuff on your phone, but AFB, in fact, did a couple of reviews of that, the American Foundation for the Blind, and he really needs to start calling these numbers, and he needs to change the way he is approaching this, because the idea of him thinking that he's going to find people to let him do things the way he's always done, just by driving him or helping him, that's not realistic. He needs to be able to do this himself, and literally millions of blind people worldwide are using these apps, so he can too.
Right. Well, and I know, being newly sight impaired, that he's probably going through maybe a denial stage and an adjustment stage.
Oh, of course. It's a huge adjustment. That's why I say, you're right. I think we need to really impart to Jim, he may be listening now, I don't know, but really impart to Jim that he needs to first change his approach. That's the real key here.
Blind Services in Wisconsin, the agency for the blind, can help him.
Yes.
Along with the National Federation of the Blind, American Council of the Blind. Now, with the VoiceOver, all you have to do is tell your iPhone to say, hey, Siri, turn on VoiceOver.
That's right.
And she will automatically.
Absolutely, and it's as simple as that, and he hasn't done it.
But there is a learning curve, because you have to learn how to double tap quickly to open a link on an app. So there is a learning curve. And, it takes a great deal of patience, because I know when I first got mine 12 years ago, it took me a while to kind of learn all the ins and outs and
absolutely.
Tricks. But there is help out there, and it's just a matter of accepting that you need the help, and that there are people in the same boat, or who have been in the same boat, who would be more than glad to help you and show you the ways and the services, that how to do things day to day.
Yeah,
with your daily living skills. So.
Yeah, you're 100% right. There are so many things out there, but I just think that, and you're right, it is a learning curve, and it certainly is, you know, absolutely no denying that this is life-changing for Jim,
right.
And this is very difficult, and I don't mean in any way to demean that, but the only way that he's going to do this long-term is to get on board with, rather
sure.
than saying, I can't, say, I can find a
right.
way to show me how.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to let him know about that. I mean, that there are other services out there, but the best bet will be if he could learn the iPhone and the
yeah, he's got to
the apps and stuff. But just wanted I want him if he is listening, let him know there are people that are out there behind you and that will support you.
Absolutely.
With going through the vision loss process. So.
And not only that, for instance, the iPhone, yes, you can easily say to Siri to turn on VoiceOver, but also if you're having a problem, they've got an entire accessibility support department,
oh, yeah.
and you can call
yeah,
them.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
definitely.
So I think
yeah.
those are the directions that he needs to go in to, you know, for mission forward, because I think
sure.
that otherwise it's going to continue to be a frustrating morass.
Yeah, yeah. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Well, I'll let you get back to other callers. That's kind of what I wanted to.
I'm so glad
you
did. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay, touch you soon. All right. So we'll find out what's going on in the world at large. We'll talk to Kim in Wisconsin, who also has some suggestions for Jim, coming up on WGN Radio. ZZ Hill, that from 1966 on Sue. Gimme, gimme. Love that song, but that's another one where, yeah, I can make out about two-thirds of the lyrics. The rest of them, I'm just lost. And it's not the kind of thing like you can look up online and say, give me the lyrics to Gimme, Gimme. Yeah, good luck on that. Yeah, I did want to mention, by the way, that Brian from Jefferson City, GoGo Grandparent, and it's get.gogograndparent.com. If you've got the budget, it's a tremendous service because you won't have to learn to do much other than use your phone, but it's going to cost you. All right, so in the meantime, you got a lot of things for free, like Be My Eyes, and of course, like VoiceOver. That's a must-have. Kim in Wisconsin's got some suggestions, so welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Good, good, thank you. I listen to your show regularly. Love your show, by the way, and enjoy all your callers. And I've been listening to Jim for a while, and he's really having a hard time, obviously.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I live in Wisconsin, and I'm probably about 10, 15 minutes outside of Milwaukee. So I don't think Jim lives too far from me, probably about an hour-ish. And I'm relatively good with tech, so... my offer is if he needs somebody to help him, like maybe install apps or go through the apps with him or just kind of, you know, show him how to use them or whatever. I mean, I would be more than willing to meet up with him someplace if he was comfortable with that and maybe be able to, like, help him just kind of talk him through things and show him
That would be terrific, because I think that if he could learn to use the technology, that that would free him from so much. You know, the idea that he says, I can't, when it comes to ordering food online. Oh, yes, you can. You just have to know how. So that would be wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd be happy to do it. And I mean, just depending upon his schedule, my schedule, but maybe it's something we can get together, you know, for a little while in the next couple of weeks or something. And so if you like, I mean, I can leave you my info and you can give him my info, or if you want to give me, however you want to.
I'll get yours and we'll get his, and I'll have John call you with his, and when he calls in, we'll give him yours.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Yeah, sounds good.
That's so wonderful of you. Thank you for that. Hang on a minute.
Oh, no problem.
I will. We'll see if we can line up here. Really appreciate it. All right, so we'll put Kim on hold. What a wonderful offer. I hope that Jim is hearing this, because that's just terrific. So thank you. All right, now with that in mind, let's see what David in Oak Park has to say for himself. Hello, David.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Doing okay. This is a great conversation, because I was calling you last week about talking about Jim, and, you know, about things he's going through. You know, I can relate, because I order food, I use my laptop, and my and so I use the local store here, but yeah, it can be challenging, so I use accessibility, and so you just have to kind of know what you want, and then just kind of put the instructions in. But I know it is challenging, because the problem that I have is when you have drivers, a lot of them are Uber or Lyft or DoorDash, and then you have some, not to be biased, but a lot of the drivers, you know, they do have some language barriers, and I've had it where sometimes where the driver would just leave it, but then now they have it where you can just put in the instructions. You know, I'm visually impaired. Can you please ring the doorbell? Look for the building that has the step.
Right.
But now they have it where you can hand me the delivery, or I'll meet you at the door, or whatever.
Right.
But I can see, because it is challenging, and that's one, especially me now, because I'm I have to carry groceries up 3 flights of stairs.
Whoa.
And that's why I'm trying to get into this other place, this Spaglia Residences, which has an elevator, and it's a brand new building that was built, and it's you know, through the lighthouse for the blind, it's going to be a better place, because,
good.
I mean, I'll be able to, and I'm supposed to sign, anyway, I'm supposed to hopefully sign a lease this week. They're supposed to give me some information, which I saw last Friday. It is just perfect, because it's going to have other, you know, blind, visually impaired people and disabled and veterans, which hopefully I can meet some folks and I can kind of come, you know, have a camaraderie with them, with other people.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big believer in that. Sure, that's wonderful. And the nice thing about it is, when you don't want camaraderie, you can shut your door. So you can control that.
Yeah.
Which is good. Yeah, absolutely.
And, with the accessibility. And, I had a friend, you know, that used to take me shopping. It wasn't a female, it was a male. And, you know, he's busy now helping another person out that he knows. So now I have to, you know, kind of rely on myself. I mean, I have my mom and my stepdad and my dad, his wife. They live in Arizona, in Chandler, Arizona, actually.
I know just where it is.
Yeah. And then my sister, you know, she has some arthritis issues in her legs, and then my parents are older, so, you know, they can't be climbing up 3 flights of stairs.
Right. The bottom line to it is that you may have helpful friends and relatives, but you can't depend on that. And you need the independence. Not only can it burn them out and you wind up, you know, in the lurch, but you need the independence to be able to do it without having to rely on anybody's goodness.
Yeah. And you know, as I said, they're getting older, and then they're not going to be around forever.
That's of course not. That's exactly
right. I don't want to think that, like, that they're not going to be here, but, you know, it's devastating, but I guess it happens. But like my sister, you know, the other day, and I think we were looking at the place, and she says, I think this would be good for you. And she says, you know, David, I'm worried about you because you're by yourself there. When you're up 3 flights of stairs, something happens if you fall or something,
right.
And no one's going to find you for whatever time period it is. That's my biggest worry. And I said, yeah, you know, and I have laundry here, which, you know, it's tricky because I'm going down these stairs and it's like.
Yeah, with laundry, good luck. Yeah.
And then it's like, then you have to, you go down there, then it's like if a machine is full, it's like, oh, gosh,
right.
It's just terrible.
No, that's just tedious. That's horrible.
And then people don't. If the people leave their laundry in there, and I've had and it's just like this is crazy. I can't take this anymore. I got to do something. So luckily they built this, and I think that things, especially in my case, I think things happen for a reason. If it falls into place, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's great. So when are you moving?
Well, we're hoping that I would hope sometime in November. I would hope, but they have to try to adjust the rent and. There's like a $350 move-in fee, which they require, but which is not bad. But it's all based on income. It's tax credit, which is good. So,
yeah.
And I mean, but as far as Jim and that other gentleman that called before me, I mean, yeah, it's really really nice of him to do that. I mean, to really help him out.
Yeah.
Is he visually impaired too? The gentleman that called you before, I didn't catch.
Oh,
that.
Kim,
was,
it was actually
but.
Kim. She was female, and I don't know. I didn't ask.
Kim. Oh, I'm so sorry,
I did
Kim.
Not. I did not ask.
Oh.
But either way, she's very tech proficient, so I think she may be the hot ticket to set some of these up.
Oh gosh, I hope I didn't offend her.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the other gentleman before Jeff, and yeah, well, I won't hold you up, but I mean, you know, we're all here for Jim. I can relate, and I think he'll be okay. You just gotta have patience, and it's rough. I know.
Well,
we're here for you,
right? And absolutely, we are. But it's time to make the adjustment to figure out how you're going to do things for yourself, because you know, it's too much of a frustration to start to depend on other people's, you know, ability. So thank you for that.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll keep you up to date, okay?
Okay,
you
thanks.
Take care.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, all right. So good move. Sounds like a great place. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Karen is in Chicago. What's up, Karen?
Hi. Yeah, wow. You know what? Kim was an answer to my prayer. That's what I've been calling. I have my nephew lives in Milwaukee. And I had him do some research for me, try to see if you can find somebody who would actually go to Jim and help him. And I really appreciate that Kim is willing to do that, because with an iPhone or an iPad or anything, you need somebody hands-on with you
to help you set it up.
Mm-hmm. Do that.
Yep, the first time you're 100% right.
If I hadn't had the Chicago Lighthouse and been able to go to a class there, I had never even seen an iPad or an iPhone before I went there. I was 76 years old, somewhere in there. I had never even seen one, and I never would have figured that out without that teacher being there and showing me. You know, what to do, how to. There are a lot of things I can't do. I can't shop online. I don't know how.
Well, see, but you could. Now, Karen, you could learn. You see, because literally millions of people are. So there's no reason that you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, I don't really want to.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah. If your attitude is you don't want to, and as long as you have somebody who can help you with it, that's fine. But the idea is that you can, and that's the big thing I want. I want to change Jim's mindset so he comes at it that there's nothing he can't do. He just needs to learn how.
There are a lot of things that you can ask Siri to do for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you call that Apple Access.
Yes.
For the accessibility, they will share the screen with you, and they tell you exactly how to swipe, which way to go,
right.
What to do, you know. And
absolutely.
They guide you through everything. They're just amazing.
Yep. All right. Good deal. Well, thank you. Appreciate the call.
And I am so glad. And I'll keep asking my nephew, you know, if he can think of anything that might be helpful or whatever, because I also am in touch with one of my former teachers who lives in Janesville and have worked at the school. And I'm wondering if the school wouldn't offer something.
I don't know, but if you find out, let us know.
I'm going to. I'm going to keep checking it out. And once I get a hold of Phil, my teacher, and my nephew Jim, I'll see what I can find out, and I'll call in and let you know. And I'm still praying for Jim.
Yeah.
And Jim, God bless you. Just keep hanging in there and keep on going.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate it.
And thank you, Rally. Right. Thank you for letting me help.
Oh, appreciate it. All right. So we will get to Jim here in a moment. 888-876-5593-8888-Rally. But Brian and Joliet had a request, and he's going to hear it next on WGN Radio. Oh, you know, and it's right in front of me as usual. You know, yeah, Sea Crane. Now, what did I do? I had it here a moment ago. I need to tell you about the Sea Crane SSV2, and they always give me copy points on exactly what I should say to you, but I was so busy writing things down for Jim, I buried it. So here we go. All right. Yeah, right here. And it is the newest edition of Sea Crane CC Skywave SSV2. With single sideband, it is the ultimate companion and emergency radio. This is a great little radio. It fits in the palm of your hand. It weighs only 8 ounces. Its reception is excellent, and the audio is sharp and clear, especially for a small size. You're going to be impressed. It gives you access to important communications that your smartphone is not capable of getting, like emergency single sideband transmissions, which broadcast during hurricanes or after major earthquakes. In addition, you can listen to your favorite AM and FM broadcasts. And you know the one thing about all the Sea Crane products, the reception is just terrific. That was Bob Crane's focus, and he's never lost that. Plus, you have the weather band and the weather alert and ham radio operators from all over the world. And, of course, as I say, you're not going to get it on your phone, but you can get it on a radio that'll fit in the palm of your hand. It's the CC Skywave SSB2, the true radio lover's travel radio. If you go to ccradio.com, you can read all about the CC Skywave SSB2. And if you can't go online for some reason, well, they got the world's best customer service. 800-522-8863. 800-522-2, and they'll send you out a free catalog, and you can order after you read it, or you can order by phone, either way, and 800-522-8863. But if you can go online, you'll not only see great products like the CC Skywave SSB2, but great information about radio as well. So that's ccradio.com. You tell them Rally sent you on WGN Radio.
My friends told me you had someone new. I didn't believe a single word was true. I showed them all I had of faith in you. I just kept on saying, oh no, not my baby. Oh no, not my sweet baby. You're not like those other guys. There's truth somewhere and I should use my head, but I didn't listen to what she said. I kept right on saying, oh no, not my baby. Oh no, not my sweet baby. You're not like those other boys who play with
WGN Radio. I'm Rally James. Brian and Joliet wanted to hear it. One of my faves, 1964, on Wand. Oh no, not my baby. 888-876-5593. Maxine Brown, of course, in case you didn't know. Jim in Richmond is back on WGN Radio. How you feeling today, Jim?
I'm totally exhausted and I can't keep my eyes open, but I'll explain that in a minute.
Okay.
But I'd like to say a few things. Number one is the greatest ever is finding out about your show. And all of your listeners are wonderful. And I wanted to tell you, forgot to tell you yesterday. Yesterday was Bear's 8th birthday.
Oh, that's great.
And he played it up. He must have had 100 treats. He kept coming up for another treat.
That's great.
So, and then today, my brother and nephew came out to lift off the dryer and so that they can come out Friday and fix the washer.
Great.
And I thought it was wonderful because my 6'4" or whatever nephew, he goes and just pulls the, they're in the alcove, and there's only an inch on each side of the washer and dryer. He grabs the washer and pulls, you know, pulls it out because that's what D&P wanted. And then he goes and he lifts the dryer off all by himself.
Wow.
And my brother comes into the bathroom. That's where the it is. Mm-hmm. And yells at him and he says, "Put it back. We bought a table. We don't. You didn't bring the table in."
Oh, geez.
And they argue back and forth, but they totally love each other. So they brought the table, and he put it on the table.
Okay.
So that's all ready. And I called D and P and sent them a picture and told them it was ready. But they said, well, he's committed for the whole week, so they won't be out Friday.
Mm.
So that was taken care of, and I was so happy about that. Last night after your show, I was so stressed out that I couldn't sleep. I don't think I went to sleep till like 6 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
And then I got up at 9 o'clock or 10. So that's just what I'm working with. Insofar as I want help, I'm willing to take help. And John gave Kim my number. And, but I wanted to tell you just this conversation we had, Wednesday when we went shopping is, she's going to be gone for 2 weeks again.
Right.
And she says, you need to get off your butt. You need to have, you need to handle this all yourself.
She's right.
You know, you need.
She's right.
And she says, because I have to shop when we go shopping tomorrow, I have to shop for 2 weeks because she's going to be closing up her campground up there.
Right.
And and that's what I mean. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm willing to get help.
Right.
I got help from Apple at the Apple store that take two fingers and lightly swipe down, and it'll read what's on there because I want it to read my sensor, my three sensor.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I got to do news. We'll be right back. All right. And we'll pick it up right there next hour right here on WGN Radio.
Just between me and you, you better give him up. Give him up, girl. He knows just how to say things when he's looking for a plaything. You better give him up. Give him up, girl.
WGN Radio, I'm Molly James. And yeah, Ray DeRusian, my buddy, Billy Terrell wrote that. And it was a flip side for the Manhattans, 1970 on Deluxe. It was the flip of It's Gonna Take a Lot to Bring Me Back. Karen wanted to hear her some Manhattans, so I thought Give 'Em Up was as good as it gets. 888-876-5593. We're back with Jim. Sorry for the interruption. During the news, the first thing I wondered is your nephew tech savvy? Is he internet savvy?
I really don't know. But I could ask him. I could call him tomorrow and ask him.
Yeah, because if he is, tell him you've got iPhone and may need some help.
I'm thinking he's not.
Really? How old is he?
Well, he's probably 39, 40.
Well, maybe. But, yeah, we may be surprised. Check it out.
Right, because he's usually working on construction and stuff the time.
Well, but he may have an iPhone and may know exactly what to do with it. So anyway, carry on.
Right, and John says that he gave Kim my number and she's going to call me tomorrow.
Great.
And then I just, like I said before, I really appreciate all your listeners, and I don't want the show to be all about me tonight, but I was at the Apple store.
Yes.
In Old Orchard in Skokie, and he got it where I can swipe down with two fingers. I have trouble doing it, but I can do that. I have it where when the phone rings, it tells me who's calling.
Good.
And instead of just ringing, because I don't like the ringing.
Right.
And then the other thing is text messages. He'll say, you know, so-and-so text message, and then it'll say it before I answer it, what they're asking.
Good.
Or just, you know, part of it. And then I could just ask Siri, and she reads the text messages. So we got that all set up. And so I've gone into looking at things. He tried to teach me the voiceover.
Yes.
And he said, I had so much difficulty with it, he says, that might not work for you.
I think it will. I don't want him to give up.
Right.
I think voiceover will work for you. You need somebody who's just going to be patient. Now, one of the things I hope Kim will set up for you is Be My Eyes, because Be My Eyes is free. And when you were talking about, you know, not being able to read the codes on your washer, well, Be My Eyes, they have volunteers. You just hold the phone up to the code, take a picture of it, whatever. They read it for you and tell you on the phone.
Right, but I looked into that, and you had warned that, you know, you or somebody else warned me, maybe it was one of the institutes I talked to, says they can't be trusted. That's what someone told me.
Well, right, but you see, you don't do anything where you want to be trusted, because here's the deal. You don't care if the whole world knows what your washer code is. Don't give them don't give them something like your social security number or something that is sensitive. But for non-sensitive day-to-day data, and you know, the reason they say they can't be trusted is because it's volunteers, and you just never know who the volunteer is. But for the most part, it's a wonderful service, and yes, I'd never give them my account numbers or my social security number, but everything else, by all means. The American Federation for the Blind did a review of the Walmart app and found out that with VoiceOver alone, that it was very accessible and that you could absolutely use it. So the key here as we go forward is going to be to try to find ways to empower you to do this yourself, because you will not be able to continually depend on people. And one of the biggest problems, of course, you know, what you've gone through is hell, Jim. There's no doubt about that. And I don't mean to minimize that. But the hardest thing is getting to the point where you say, well, I'm not going to be able to do things the way I did, but there's a way that I can learn to do them. And then with that attitude, using all that's available to you, so that, you know, if you need a ride, well, you'll call Uber or Lyft, or you'll call Dial-A-Ride, but you won't have to depend on your friend who might be away.
Oh, that one phone number you gave me, wall to wall in Walworth and VIP. They're fantastic. I haven't used them a second time yet, but I was going to. I told my friend, I said I'm going to call them and go do a load of laundry, and then she says, "Oh, tomorrow, give me the load while we're shopping. I'll wash it at my house. At least I got that." But, I mean, these are the people that I did everything for.
Well, I know, but you see...
And they all seem to be bailing out on me.
They will.
You know?
Jim, they will. I hate to say that, but as time goes on, you're not going to be able to depend on people. You're going to have to figure out, put systems in place so you don't need them. If they come through, hey, that's a nice blessing and it's a plus, but I don't want you to rely on them. And, you know, I've given you so many phone numbers and we've got so many more.
I still have them.
Okay, good. And hopefully through all of those, I mean, I'd be calling everybody I could, because from one to another, you'll wind up figuring out how to do this. And maybe there is, like maybe through the Lions Club or something, maybe there is something where you could, Karen was talking about, take a class or something that would help you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there is, but that's what we want to work on now, is ways for you not to, because I hate to say it, it's great when people come through, but at this point in your life, you can't be, you know, waiting on somebody's kindness. You need to figure it out where you're going to be able to do it for you, and that's going to make you feel a lot better.
Right. Do you have the phone number for that Apple?
Yes, absolutely.
Accessibility?
Yes, I do. You ready?
Yeah.
877.
Yes.
204.
Yes.
3930.
I will call them tomorrow.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about things like OBVI before. You've got the number for that. I'd be calling everybody that I could, and IBVI as well, to see who can set you up so that you will be able to learn to do for yourself what you need, because you shouldn't be dependent upon somebody to do grocery shopping. It's just not right.
Right.
Yeah.
And people are going to ask, how can you be writing down these numbers? I have a Sharpie pen, and these numbers are
big letters,
2.5 inches tall.
Right. Absolutely. I understand that. Now, with your phone, I'm not a big phone fan. I much prefer laptops to phones. Phones are so damn small, but you can get USB keyboards for them, and I bet you there are some that are tactile so that you wouldn't have to be hunting on a phone.
Right.
So that's those kind of devices.
My iPad is mm-hmm. from 2012.
And that's all right.
I looked into getting a new one because the storage is full on it.
Yeah.
And it won't take upgrades anymore.
Right.
And so I looked into it, but I blew it where I could have got, 30% off or something that U.S. Cellular had, but I'm going to try
but
again.
But that'll happen again, on that. Be patient. Mm-hmm. Those deals come around and be looking. But, yeah, with that attitude, you're going to lick this, Jim, but it's an adjustment, because it's not only adjusting to not seeing, but it's adjusting to not doing things the way you were doing them.
Well, look how bad I would be off if I never found your phone number.
Well, I think I'm a believer that you'd have found something, because you wouldn't have given up. But I appreciate that, and that's nice. But as long as you have the attitude that you can do it, and you will do it, and you're going to figure out how to do it, you're going to be fine.
Right. And to all the listeners, thank you.
Absolutely. And keep listening. I think other people have suggestions, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, sure thing. All right. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smile at me. I want the world to know the story of my life, the moment when your lips met mine and that first exciting time I held you close to me. Bo, bo, bo.
the sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. Then later on, the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife. So the story of my life.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, Cindy in Chicago wanted to hear that 1957 on Columbia, Marty Robbins, of course. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Bob is in Libertyville. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, how are you doing tonight?
I don't know. How about yourself?
It's been an unusual day. I mean, I thought that the debate was wonderful. I thought it was very, very constructive.
Good. Did somebody answer a question?
Yeah, yeah,
right.
They did.
All right.
And like that. But I'm not going to, as far as political, I'm going to go in that discussion.
Right. Well, absolutely. But I'm always curious because, you know, the little clips I saw of the first debate, I said, neither of these people answered any questions. How do they get away with that? But
did you tape it, or are you going to watch it when you get done?
Nah, I'm not.
You would enjoy it, I think. I'll
just watch a rerun of Law and Order.
Yeah, or see the highlights maybe on YouTube or something. Mm. But anyways, first of all, you could call me Mudshark instead of Taxi Driver Bob if you'd like, and you could all. I was hoping to maybe hear one of those obscure Frank Zappa songs. You played one of the older ones,
yeah.
Frank songs, but I was kind of hoping that you'd play one of the obscured ones.
Well, I guess I did an edit of Slime, didn't I? Yeah, played some Slime.
Oh, did you?
Well, I don't know.
If not,
just for you, hang on, don't go away. We must hear some Slime. Base. All right, so there you go, 1970.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was excellent.
Glad you enjoyed it.
That is vintage Frank.
Yes, 1977.
Yep. But my reason for calling was, as you know, I'm in the transportation business.
Yes.
And the cab company that I was working for did rides up in McHenry County in the area where Jim lives at. And they did... Pace rides for Pace, the ones that they couldn't handle. And during COVID, they didn't have multiple people on those smaller buses. So they had a big need for, companies to do their overflow. And Jim could call Pace. They have an office up in McHenry.
Well, now he's in Wisconsin. He's in Richmond, Wisconsin.
Oh, I thought he's in Illinois.
No, he's in Wisconsin. He's lived in Illinois, but now he lives in Wisconsin.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
In Illinois.
Yeah, Richmond, Wisconsin, and it is Walworth County.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know if Pace exists out there, but Pace exists here. Right. And there's federally subsidized companies that will take people that are sight impaired or hearing impaired and like that. So he might want to check that out, because you pay, you know, $4 or $5 for a ride that's like subsidized through the federal government or through the state, and you barely pay anything, and they cater to helping people in their travels.
Well, that's a good idea, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services regulates that in Wisconsin, and I've given Jim that number, so hopefully he'll use it.
Oh, okay. You're way ahead of me, as usual. Yeah.
No, I doubt that.
I can't keep up with you, Raleigh. You're way ahead of the game.
Always good to hear from you. All right, Bob. Thank you for calling.
You have a nice evening.
You too. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Karen is in Chicago. Yo, Karen.
Hi. Yeah, I heard you talking about keyboard. I use a keyboard all the time because I tried to learn to screen write, and it takes me so long that I found the best keyboard I found is a foldable, pluggable keyboard, and it folds into thirds, so you can carry it like in a tote bag or something.
Oh, sure.
When you open it up, it turns on.
Okay.
When you close it, it turns off.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry, like some of them, it tells you, look for the green light. Well, that doesn't happen for me. So this one is available at ET Guys. Are you familiar with them?
ET Guys?
ET Guys.
Yes, absolutely I am. ATGuys.com, you betcha.
I have their address.
Yeah.
No, that's where I bought it. And when I got mine, Michael, the fellow I talked to, actually read me the instructions as to how to install it and sent me an email with a chart. So in case I didn't remember my computer keyboard all that well, I could look at the chart and read it. I actually copied it in Braille.
Oh, that's great.
The only difference is it does not have the keypad. You know, like a computer keyboard has a number pad?
Yeah.
It doesn't have that, but it has all your punctuation and everything like on a regular computer keyboard. And, of course, you have your arrow keys or whatever, and then you have your function
Hang on
keys.
A minute. Hang on a minute, Karen. Don't go away. Stay where you are. And I've given Jim the AT Guys phone number, but we'll do that again. But right now we'll do the news on WGN Radio.
Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Make this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you the rest of my days. I'll never part
from you. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And that, of course, is Johnny Ace, Pledging My Love. Did he kill himself playing Russian roulette that Christmas Eve, actually? Or was it something more sinister? We're never going to know. 1954 on Duke, Robert and Stickney wanted to hear it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Back to Karen.
Hi.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I'm sorry. I thought, AT Guys will also email you, like, instructions or anything you need to help you
when you buy their products, mm-hmm. they will email you information like how to do it. For instance, like he emailed me the keyboard charts. He dictated the instructions to me as to how to connect it. And I actually connected my own keyboard to the phone. I was quite surprised when I did that.
Yeah, when it worked.
Okay.
Right.
I almost went into shock. But anyhow, they are located in Coquille, Oregon.
Yep.
And I can give you the phone number. I can give you the email and the address or whatever you want.
Yeah, I've got all this stuff. I gave it to Jim before, but the phone number, the 269-216-4798. And email support at atguys.com.
And they are fantastic. And if you get the foldable keyboard, that is the easiest one for a blind person to use.
Okay, the foldable Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they call it foldable, pluggable keyboard, I think, or something like that. They will know exactly what you're talking about. And
well, unfortunately, you can't buy it now because they're sold out.
Oh, no.
Yep, they're sold out of that.
Yeah.
And they're sold out of the Orbit Writer Braille Keyboard Smartphone Companion. But they'll probably get them back in. But
I'm sure.
Yeah.
One of my instructors from the Lighthouse recommends those for her students. So that's how good it is.
Now, I wonder if there's anything, if Lighthouse has anything nearer to Jim. I don't know.
What would you like what?
I'm trying to think of the closest to... closest to Richmond, Wisconsin. So
Lighthouse is only in Chicago. No.
No, Lighthouse for the Blind is also, it's in other places. I know it's in other places because I know it's in Washington State. It's in Seattle. And it's also in San Diego.
There's one
but
in
maybe,
New York.
Maybe this isn't the same Lighthouse for the Blind. I don't know.
I don't know. In Milwaukee, I can try and get a hold of my nephew, Jim. Now, I do know that they sell things at the Wisconsin Council of the Blind.
Sure.
That you can call and order merchandise from them.
Oh, there's so many other things as well that we've talked about.
Oh, yeah. But for technology, sometimes it's kind of hard to find. You got to know that they're going to give you a good product, and also they're going to be willing to explain things to you.
Oh, sure. Well, like we talked about before, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has an extensive list of things, so that might be a place to start if he can't find it otherwise. And, of course, the Wisconsin Council for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
And there's also the Badger Association. I don't know what they call it. No, I can find out from Jim. But they used to just have a home. But now they have rehab and they have all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
And I can call my nephew and see what he can find out about that.
Well, Badger Association for the Blind, now their website is vision-forward.org.
Okay, so, I didn't know that.
Yep, so that's...
I've been gone too long.
Well, sure. They're celebrating over 100 years, don't you know? So their 100th year was 2019.
When I was living in Wisconsin, all they had was a home for the blind.
Okay.
And then after I moved to Chicago, they got in all this apartments and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Well, good deal. All good information. Thank you.
And I hope I can help. I'll see what I can find out about the school, too.
Yeah, or anything. And again, he's in Richmond, so it would need to be fairly near, like Janesville wouldn't be too far, but Milwaukee would.
The school is in Janesville.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
And for Kim, she wanted to know how far it was. Now, I know that I used to live in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which is 20 miles west of Milwaukee.
Right.
And Janesville was approximately 60 miles away.
Right. All right, good deal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
and thank you for everything. Thank you for the Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Hope you liked it.
I never heard that one before. I really did like it.
Oh, good. All right, thanks.
Have a great one.
You
and
too.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. The Whatnots did that, Give Them Up as well, but that Manhattan's flip side was probably my favorite of all of it. By the way, September was White Cane Awareness Month, in case you didn't know that. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Gary is in Austin. Welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going tonight, Gary?
Hey, Raleigh. Hope you know, I'm doing better than you are right now.
Yeah, right. I know, I'm just failing. I said to John, you might win. This might be the last show of the week. I don't know, but I'm trying.
I hope not.
Thanks.
But I had a couple comments, and to Kim, now I don't know if she's a voiceover user. If she isn't, and she has iOS 18, there apparently is a very good voiceover tutorial that I've heard people talk about. On an email list, this guy said, I wish they had it when I was teaching voiceover.
Yeah, I saw that on their website, that they had that tutorial. So, yeah.
And that's in iOS 18 if you have it. Talking about doing things or having others do for you, sometimes I want to do everything myself because then I know it'll be done the right
Precisely.
Way. It'll be done the way I want it.
Precisely.
And, we have a few friends that can help us with stuff, but they're not at our beck and call.
Of course.
And we have one very good friend who was going through her husband's going through some health stuff, and we were able to comfort her, and we just gave her a big hug and let her cry on our shoulders, and that meant more to her than giving her $50, and she doesn't need $50 from us.
You know, right? Absolutely. When the chips are down, I always contend that you find out you had more friends than you thought you did, but they're almost never the ones you thought they were. But people come out of the woodwork and will show up. But on a day-to-day basis, there's nothing like being able to do it for yourself, because if you're relying on people, you're going to be sorely disappointed and very frustrated.
And sometimes they don't know how to do what you need done.
Well, all of that. I mean, you know, but part of it is how you approach life in general. Like, I'm one of these people who I've always got to know how to do it. Like when streaming started in the 90s, I had to become a streamer, right? That with Sorensen Broadcaster, if you're ready for that, and on those early streams, and I did. And then, you know, when apps were being developed, poor John, I drug him right into this because he's so good with graphics. We got to learn how to make apps. And so we made apps for iOS and for Android, you know. And sadly, once I do that, then it's like, I don't care anymore. And I stop. But many people don't really have that desire to learn something new. And part of this is that Jim needs to, you know, go from the way he's always done things to new ways. And it's not easy for some people, but he's going to have to do it if he wants peace of mind.
I have another suggestion for him, and that if he isn't using one, he needs to buy a white cane.
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard him talking the other day about he wanted to paint Legally Blind on the back of his shirt.
Right.
And if you're walking around without a white cane, there's several things that could happen. First of all, you could trip over something and hurt yourself, where that cane would detect that. You could knock over a shelf of, salad dressing.
Right.
you could walk into a person. And if you walk into a person with a cane, they're going to be less confrontational.
Right. When you're 100% right. But no, you can walk. I remember, theoretically, I've got enough vision that I can drive, so that's something. But I remember once walking straight into a parking meter and knocking myself out. Because it hit me right in the chest. You know what I mean? Here I am strolling along right into the parking meter. So, I would think that if you can't see it, a cane is a big help.
And that really is something he needs to get. Now, I had a friend back in the 70s who had RP, retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, yeah.
He could see pretty well during the day.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm not going to use my cane until night. Well, okay. So he and I were walking somewhere. The first thing he did, and we were in an older neighborhood, the first thing he did was walk into this huge tree that was one of the big, partial trunks was growing over the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So I know it. I heard him. I heard his head hit it.
Oh God.
So then, in this neighborhood, there were some walls where the yards were raised up.
Oh yeah.
So he walked up one of those walls, and I thought, your voice is getting higher than me, and you're
Yeah, something's gone very wrong.
I was about ready to tell him to turn around or turn around and go back down, and then he falls off.
Oh God!
Of the thing, it was maybe 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah, it is.
And so he then would. He said, okay, I'm going to use my cane from now on.
Good.
And he did. But a cane is very important for him to use. He doesn't have to be great at it. He doesn't have to cross any freeways or anything like that. But it would help him in certain situations in public settings, especially if there are other people around. Because I've seen situations where people are can be pretty confrontational if you walk into them full front.
Right.
And I mean, I'm a big dude. I'm 6'2", so you know, even with a cane, I've had people start to go off on me, and they're going, "You stupid idiot!" And they go, "Oh, they see the cane."
Yeah.
And then they kind of have to back down. But you know, that's just some thoughts for him. And
no, that's great.
It sounds like he's starting to, you know, make some moves in the right direction. So
yeah.
Oh
yeah, it's not easy. I'm so glad
not.
You see, but the thing is, it'll be so rewarding because all that frustration of people who let you down will be gone.
Yeah
All right.
We had an issue today where it would have been really convenient if somebody could have helped Fran with this issue.
Oh.
But she got it done.
Good Yeah, and if she has to do it again, it'll be easier.
Yeah, hope she won't have to do it again.
Well, yeah, always.
At all.
But, yeah. All right.
It was a bureaucratic issue.
Oh, no. Well, but Fran's pretty creative. She can get quite mouthy if she needs to.
Yeah. You don't want to get on her wrong side.
Right. So that's a wonderful attribute when needed.
That's true.
All right.
Okay, great.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Mark, we got Cindy, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio.
Some pearls today to make a pretty necklace for Leah. I've gotta go deep and find the ones just right. I'll bet my Leah will be surprised tonight. I'll place the pearls around the only girl for me. I cannot move around. My leg is caught, it's pulling me down. But I'll keep my hands shut tight, for if they find me, they'll find the pearl for Leah.
Isn't that uplifting? WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. It is Roy Orbison. It's the flip side of Working for the Man. Leah, 1962 on Monument. Roy wrote it. Robert from Stickney requested it, and now he's heard it on WGN Radio. So with that in mind, we check out Mark in Aurora. What's happening tonight, Mark?
Well, what's happening is that I've got Jim on my mind, and I want to tell him about a few of my experiences and recommend some reading. I want to say that I was partially sighted all my life, and then in the last 4 years or so, I lost the rest of my eyesight.
Yeah.
And one of the challenges that I faced when I lost my eyesight was learning to use a white cane.
Mm.
Now, when I was partially sighted, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
When I was partially sighted, I had decided that I would rather depend on my residual vision, which was 10% or less, than mark myself as a target by using that white cane. The only time that that philosophy didn't work very well was when I was walking a very dark street in Chicago that was unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm.
But it usually worked fine for me. However, once I went totally blind, it became clear that I better use a white cane. Now, one of the challenges that I faced was kind of scary. It was from my mobility instructor, and what he did was he said, I want you to navigate from the back wall of your apartment building to the front door. And when I first did that, I veered way off. And he told me, you're going to have to learn your navigation in small steps. First, you make it from the elevator to the back wall. Then you make it from the back wall to the front door. And he said, now notice, you've got a carpet in front of the front door. If your cane doesn't encounter that carpet, then you know that you've veered off.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you do encounter the carpet, you need to let your cane guide you to the front door. And he kept saying initially, trust your cane, trust your cane, trust your cane. And I finally realized why he was emphasizing that. He was emphasizing it because the cane is a fixed object in space. And I have the choice as to how I interpret that space and how I move with it. But the point is that I kept on encountering learning curves.
Yeah.
And I still only know how to use my cane in the apartment building. And that brings me to another challenge. We ran out of funds from blind services. They want me to declare a vocational goal. Now, at age 66, how am I going to declare a vocational goal? Well, so they won't finance me anymore. The next possibility is Second Sense in Chicago. There's a guy there who apparently could ask them, will you pay for an independently contracted mobility instructor? If that doesn't work out, then probably what I will have to decide is, do I want the cane instruction badly enough that I will finance it myself, or will I remain restricted to my own apartment building? Now, fortunately, I have a lot of helpful friends who have been willing to assist me in any area outside my apartment building. But then I encounter further challenges. Some people within the building have tried to guide me without realizing that their guidance is actually a distraction because I'm trying to concentrate on what my mobility instructor has taught me. Now, do I act rude to them and say, shut the hell up? Or do I say, hey, listen, I know you're trying to do the right thing, but I need to concentrate on what my mobility instructor has taught me. So much as I appreciate your help, I actually am experiencing it as a distraction. And it's kind of difficult to navigate those social waters, but if you care about other people, it's necessary. Yeah.
How often does that happen? The interactions like that?
It's not happening very much anymore because people in the building are becoming aware.
Okay. But
that as much as I appreciate their help, it's really a distraction.
Okay, so unfortunately, if you never told them, this would be happening more than you'd be comfortable with. The reason I ask that, and hold on, I'll tell you after the news. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
could do but to give my love to you, give my love to you. Cause I'm tired.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. That's the Capitals. Yeah, the group that did Cool Jerk. Molly McLaughlin's Capitals, Tired of Running from You, and Samuel George would have been 82 today, born in 1942 in Detroit, sadly died 1982 in Detroit. He was stabbed in a domestic dispute. Most of the others are gone, too. Richard McDougall died in 84, and Ralph Jones died of lung cancer. That was 2007. I think Don Storball is still alive. He had retired from the Highland Park, Michigan Police Department, last I heard. So we'll have to check out about Don. Hopefully he's doing well. All right, now back to Mark there. And I was about to impart, what I was going to say, Mark, but it doesn't apply now that I know. If this was just a few people who were commenting or trying to help you as you were trying your white cane training, you could simply say, well, thank you very much, and wait for them to go away. But if it's happening too often, I guess that that didn't work. But glad to hear by now they're getting trained.
Yeah, and it occurred to me while I was on hold that sometimes other people face a learning curve just as much as we blind people face a learning curve. And one of the ways you know who your friends are is if they're willing to cooperate with the learning curves that you present, just as much as they want you to cooperate with theirs. Now, I had one experience, and unfortunately this was a fellow Toastmaster, but he took me to a meeting which was fairly far away, but he gave me a sandwich, and I found out in the course of our conversation that there could have been mayonnaise available, but he didn't tell me about it, and he was apparently afraid that I would spill it all over his car.
Oh, jeez.
But he was angry about another blind person who lives very near him and who had asked him to find him a girlfriend. And he said to him, you know what, I'm not going to help you find a girlfriend because your behavior is so rude that I don't think any girl would want you. Now, when it came to me, he transferred that anger onto me, and he said, listen, you, I don't have to provide you mayonnaise, and if you don't stop complaining, I just won't give you any sandwiches.
Oh, geez.
And I made a decision from there that I wasn't going to ride with him to Toastmasters anymore.
Absolutely.
I don't need someone to be bossy and overbearing with me.
Absolutely.
But there are so many people, and I cannot stress enough for Jim or anyone else, that networking is crucial. Now, I'm thankful that I have an extroverted, outgoing personality because it's typically easy for me to get the help I need. But there are two channels of reading that I would recommend to Jim, to the point where I would say if he can't read them himself, it would be good to get someone to assist him. One would be to read, and these are things that he can decide for himself whether he wants to take them personally. I simply offer them up while saying that my intuitive sense is that over the phone, Jim often sounds different from the other blind people who call in. And the two sources of reading that I'm going to suggest might make it clear what I'm getting at. One of them would be to look up the concept from psychology on Google called learned helplessness. And I can only say that my experience has been that it is a constant temptation when you're adjusting to blindness to fall back on learned helplessness. In other words, it's sometimes easier to say, well, I just won't go into this new learning curve rather than accept the frightening experience of taking it on.
Right.
And I can assure you, Jim, I know that it's scary. And the other thing that I would suggest that he track down is an older book by a psychologist named Eric Byrne called Games People Play. And one of the games that Dr. Byrne talks about, spelled B-E-R-N-E,
yeah,
and Eric is spelled E-R-I-C, one of the games he talks about is a game called Why Don't You? Yes, But. And that's where a person takes any suggestion that he receives and says, oh, but here's why it won't work, or here's why I can't do it. And when you're depressed or frightened, it's very tempting to deceive yourself about what is and isn't possible. And I don't want Jim to feel harshly criticized, but I do want to pull for him and say what Captain Kirk once said on a Star Trek episode. I'm putting you gentlemen on the hot seat with me. I want that third alternative. And then they discover that the creatures they're trying to fight are light sensitive. And then they discover that not only are they light sensitive, but they're only sensitive to certain parts of the light spectrum that humans and Vulcans can't even see. And that means that Spock need not have been blinded in that episode. Now, he got his eyesight back, but the point is that if only they had been a little more persistent in looking for alternatives, they would have found that alternative that would not only destroy these creatures, but would leave their human hosts seeing perfectly, because humans can't even see that kind of light. So those are, in summation, those are my three pieces of counsel to Jim. Number one, network, network, network. Number two, try not to make self-deceiving excuses for yourself. And number three, always check for alternatives, even alternatives that seem absurd. And Jim, I love you. I want what's best for you. I don't want to seem harsh, but the things that I'm suggesting that you read might seem like I'm being harshly critical. I'm not. I'm only saying do whatever it takes to be as independent as possible.
Great, absolutely great advice. Now, of course, Eric Byrne Games People Play, well-known book. What was the first one again?
Well, the first one is a topic heading to look up on Google, Learned Helplessness.
Okay, and right now, Jim is not, she doesn't have it set up for a screen reader or anything, so it'll be a little while, but that's still
good. Yeah. Well, I'll give you an illustration from experiments that they did on mice or rats or whatever. They would electrify the grid that the mice had to walk across in order to get a pellet, you know, a food pellet. Well, when the mice had been through the hot foot a sufficient number of times, they stopped trying, because the effort of going over that hot grid in order to get the food was just too much for them. And even when they saw other mice going across the grid and not getting the hot foot, they wouldn't try going across it, because they had, well, literally had they been burned too badly. And those of us who have lost a sense, it is very tempting to slip into learned helplessness and say, why don't I just get somebody to do this for me? It's too unbearable to learn to do this myself. But the rewards for learning to do something yourself are immeasurable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing beats independence.
And I'm not trying. And Jim, I'm not promising you that it will be easy. I'm promising you that after you have climbed that learning curve where you take three steps and regress two steps, you will eventually get to the top of it. And you will feel so proud of yourself when you do get to the top of it.
Great advice, truly great advice, and thank you for all of it.
I hope it's helpful.
I do too. I appreciate the call. Thanks. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for giving me a soapbox.
There you are. All right, good deal. Thanks. All
bye.
Right. So we now take the soapbox away. And before I do anything else, Cindy's saying she's awake. All right, Cindy. Yes, last night you were sleeping beautifully.
Yeah, I don't know if you got to me, but
oh,
I...
Oh, yes.
I
no, you... Cindy, not only did we get to you, but we heard every snore.
I woke up at like like 1:05 with the phone in my hand.
Yep. No, I was going to be really mean and talk to you while you snored, but then I realized that, no, that was just too mean. So I said goodnight, Cindy, and that was it.
Well, I have a song. The Roy Orbison song reminded me of it. I know you don't have to play his version, but the Mean Woman Blues.
Okay. All right.
And then what was I going to say? Oh, and then today I bought 2 giant things of TP, and I filled up my gas tank because gas is going up overnight. And, you know, I'm sure you could figure out why. I don't know if we talk about that. And then the dock strike, you know, I just bought TP. I don't know.
Well, very good. You'll be prepared for whatever comes.
But then, anyhow, this may go against everything you're saying to Jim, but in Illinois, I don't use it. I qualify for it because I'm disabled, but in Illinois, I do everything myself, you know. But then, anyhow, you know, because I'm getting, you know, my medicine makes me, like, weak and drowsy sometimes. But they will pay, I mean, you could pick who you want to be paid to. I don't know if this is a nationwide thing. They will pay for someone to come to your house. If you're 62 or over or disabled, they will pay for someone to come to your house to help you.
Mm.
For three or four hours a day. For 3 to 5 days a week, and his friend that doesn't want to help him anymore can be paid for that.
Well, why pay somebody who doesn't want to do it? But yeah, that's interesting. You should check into that. I don't know if it's a federal program. I'm aware of those programs through things like hospice, but I've never heard of them beyond that. So do you know who is providing this program?
Well, yeah, I found out about it when, after my mother died. I could have been paid to take care of my, but the woman down the block was being paid to take care of her mother for four hours a day. And,
yeah, but you don't know what program. Like I say, I know they have that through hospice, but I don't know about it beyond that.
It's not hospice.
Okay.
I found out through the Senior Assistance Center in Norge, Harwood Heights.
Well, maybe that's a place to start, the senior, because I'm sure there are senior centers, and probably some of the numbers I've given Jim will be able to illuminate that.
I'll find out tomorrow if that's a federal program or...
All right, let us know what you find out.
Well, they'll do, like, to help you with grocery
like
shopping.
Like I'm saying, let us know what you find out.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. So, interesting. Always good when there are programs available, and always frustrating when you don't know what they are. So we'll get to Fran, we'll get to Debbie, we'll get to you on WGN Radio.
Oh,
Radio. I'm Riley James. Well, enough samba titles in that, I guess. Basha did that. Asteroid, it's called. 1988 on Epic. It was on the album entitled Basha. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. Oh, I just looked. It's almost time for the news. So we'll talk to Fran right after it. And then we got Debbie and we got Donna. And there's room for you, too. And I'm going to try not to forget this AI story because it certainly scared the living daylights out of me. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Watching them destroy my dreams, they picked my brain till it was clean. When I was up, they knocked me down. I ain't gonna hang around, I'm going home. I'm going home, going home. Seeking fortune and some fame, never got the chance to prove myself, though I tried to play their game.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Johnny Mathis. I'm Coming Home. It was Tom Bell and Linda Creed who wrote that. They recorded The Spinners, but the first release was that Johnny Mathis record in 1973 on Columbia. Johnny turned 89 yesterday. Yeah, amazing. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, Fran is in Chicago. What's up, Fran?
Hi, the reason I'm calling is I have vision problems because I also have a problem using the word blind, but I do have some vision left. But the reason I was calling, I had a mobility coach, and the first thing he taught me was, you walk out that door with that cane in your hand, you are covered by the white cane law.
For absolutely. Which, you're right about that. You know, he probably also told you that if you don't have the white cane, you might not have any recourse if you're hit.
That is correct. That is correct. So I love my cane. I won't go anywhere without it.
That's great.
And, but he was a really, really good coach.
Good. It's nice when you can have that.
Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to call, let people know, I don't know if every state has the white cane law, but I know here in Illinois we do have it.
They do, but they're different. Every state is a little different in how they write it. But yes, every state has one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank
you. And all I know is that you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so how nice to talk to Fran. Yeah, 888-876-5593. Debbie's in Raleigh. Welcome back to WGN Radio. So
you threw me for a loop when you said Fran, and I was thinking about the one in Texas, in Austin. And so when she said Chicago, I thought, what? Did she
travel? She didn't move. Different Fran. Now, are you?
No, I know it.
Are you dry? I mean, after all, you went through the remnants.
We didn't have that much of a problem here, but in Asheville, it even washed away some of the fields themselves. Corn fields, they can't replant the corn because there's no field left there.
And Asheville, this is the worst they've ever gotten. They don't usually get it.
It really is.
Sadly, Biltmore
like
Village.
20 inches.
Right, absolutely. So, and Biltmore Village, which is so cute, is pretty much gone.
Oh, yeah. We had a tour of that in school.
Yeah.
You know, what do you call those? You know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about.
Going to the house. Yes, yes. I remember as a kid, I was in sick kids camp, and we went to Biltmore also. So yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But I was going to say several things. When you're traveling with someone who can see, make sure you take their arm. Because if you don't, they might go up on a curb and you won't realize it until you trip, you know.
Right, right.
Because you'll feel their arm go up or whatever
right.
first. Or if they're turning to the left or right or whatever. And there are so many types of canes. But the main thing is to put, when you walk with a cane, you put the cane, when you walk forward with your right foot, you put the cane toward your left side
mm-hmm.
so that you'll find anything that's coming up there first before you trip, you know, and then you move it back and forth from left to right as you learn to travel. And when you're inside, you will generally get used to your indoors and you won't necessarily need it there, but absolutely take it when you leave your house.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, if you press the home key 4 times, that will turn the voiceover on. And
really?
I believe so. I mean, I won't say it works all the time, but it did work on my aunt's phone that I had to keep charged up for her because she wouldn't even remember how to charge it. So I learned that little trick, and I had to remember to turn it off when I left her house. Otherwise, she'd go, who's that man? What's that? Yeah, she couldn't relate to, she understood when she walked with me that she had to let me walk with her by taking her arm.
Sure.
But she still couldn't quite get it when she said, well, look at that. I said, oh, really? Tell me about it.
Yeah, said, right.
she had learned dementia issues that, you know, have now progressed. But the other thing, if he's in an area that has Meals on Wheels, he might want to try that for a while. You know, they do bring a hot meal to you.
Yes.
And it's not always the best, but it is food. And I've learned to eat anything that's, you know,
right.
not burned or cold, because sometimes you just have to do what you got to do.
Right. Know? I gave him that phone number. So far he's been good that way, but hopefully he'll keep it handy if he needs it.
Yeah, I just say keep trying. Don't give up. Don't
right.
sit there and cry.
Absolutely.
The worst thing you can do is cry.
Agreed.
And believe me, I've shed a lot of tears this year. I've had the year from you know where.
Oh, man.
I hope next year's better. That's all I can tell you. But
I do, too.
Anyway, I've got a birthday coming up in a few days. So.
Oh, well, happy.
It's got to get better.
Yeah.
But don't try to depend on sight of people too much, because honestly, they won't be there when you need them.
Isn't
and
that
when
the
you
truth?
Don't need them, they'll show up.
Yep. True enough. Absolutely. Words to live by. Thanks,
anyway.
Debbie.
Okay.
Appreciate
thanks,
it. So okay, bye.
I hope you get to feeling better.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Donna's in Oak Lawn. Donna, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm calling to let you know that at least for the state of Illinois, you can get the Department of Aging through federal government. In the south the suburbs, there's an organization called Pathlights. They will actually send somebody out to assess you, gather up your W-2 forms, your financial information, and submit all the paperwork to the Department of Aging for somebody to come out and do an on-site and take care of you. I've got somebody who comes out at 8:30 in the morning and wakes me up, gets me out of bed,
wow.
does my hair, gives me my breakfast, makes a great cup of coffee, does lunch, does my grocery shopping, vacuuming, and laundry. And at noon, she leaves, and I have the rest of the day for my TV, letter writing, correspondence, talking with people on the phone, computer work, whatever. And I get to bed by myself.
That's great.
But it does help a great deal. And it's an 800 number. I gave it to you last week.
Right.
For our Wisconsin friend.
Right, and I passed that on to Jim. And, of course, in Wisconsin, that's through the Wisconsin Health Services Department. So he's got that number. And absolutely, I didn't realize those services might be available. That'd be terrific.
Well, it's all dependent on how much money he's got. But if he's scraping together money for washer and dryer to get repaired, this might be also something that he might be able to have some help doing laundry, have some help doing a cooking around the house. My person will actually go to the grocery store for me with the shopping list and my credit card.
Wow. Wow. So,
but then I've known this woman for a number of years, and she does that for me. But you can also make arrangements to place an order over the phone for Walmart or Mariano's or Meijer's, a grocery store, and just have them go and pick it up.
Wow. Well, maybe Wisconsin Department of Health Services will have that. I'm going to give Jim the number again just in case, but that's great. And, of course, once he has VoiceOver and Be My Eyes, he should be easily able to order groceries right online through the Walmart app.
We sure hope so.
Yep. All right, Donna, thank you.
You take care.
Appreciate it.
Feel better.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know, by the way. Woke up just shaking like a leaf and haven't stopped shaking all day. I don't know what it is. So it's something, though. Anyway, I'm not going to worry about it. Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio. Wait a minute. Got to do this right so we can have Jim on the air. There he is. All right, Jim.
I was said earlier that I didn't want the whole show to be about me, but I really appreciate everybody who called, and a lot of the stuff that they were talking about. I do use a cane all the time.
Good.
And stuff like that. And I do have that Department of Aging and all that. And it's funny about that. Remember when we were looking earlier for the phone for me to get a ride?
Yeah.
I had talked to the Department of Aging. Last week, I finally got the brochures in the mail.
Good.
It took them over a month to send them out.
Oh, geez.
But, and they were the same phone numbers.
Okay. Well, if they've got a freebie where they'll send somebody to your house, that sounds like a great deal.
that I don't know about, and I will
find out.
Look into that. But I have those phone numbers.
Great.
And I really appreciate everybody, and I'm the type of guy where it's, I should do something for them.
No. You know? The greatest thanks we'll get is knowing you're independent and you've got all these apps and you're doing it on your own, and that's all we want.
Right.
All right.
And thank you, everyone.
Sure. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I'm sure you agree with me. The biggest thanks we'll have is knowing that Jim doesn't need to rely on people who aren't coming through, and that the apps are working and that he is handling it, because it's a tough adjustment for anybody. But the difference between adjusting to a great life and a life of misery is really how much you can learn. And there are ways to do things for yourself so you don't need to be dependent on people who just may not come through for you. So Jim's going to be fine. 888-876-5593 if you want the final words. Otherwise, I'll get to this AR article. Yeah, I read it. I was in bed when I read it. I just gasped and just said, "What's wrong?" I said, "You will not believe it." But you will hear it coming up on WGN Radio.
Gina, Gina, I kissed you once and then I felt so wonderful, so very wonderful. Let's do it over again. Gina, Gina, I can't remember when I've ever felt a kiss that made me feel like this. Let's do it over again.
so sweet, so shy. Look at me, oh, look at me. I can't believe that I'm such a lucky guy to have Gina, Gina, all for my very own. It's much too wonderful, so very wonderful, to know that Gina is mine alone.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Johnny Mathis, yeah, one of my guilty pleasures. Gina, 1962 on Columbia. Yeah, 89 yesterday. Happy birthday, Johnny. All right, so, yeah, I mentioned Guilty Pleasures because, of course, that reminds me that the World's Worst Hit Records will open the polls again. Now, there isn't a show on October 31st. I think it's a sports. Normally, we open the polls for the World's Worst Hit Records every year on Halloween because it is a night of terrors. And then we close them on the night before Thanksgiving because we play them back on Thanksgiving because it's a night of turkeys. But according to Carol, and she's absolutely right, there is no show on the 31st. Let me see here. Let me confirm that here. Yes, no show on the 31st, so we can't open the polls on the 31st. Now, on the 30th, however, I think we'll do it a day earlier and open them on the 30th, the day before Halloween. And you know the deal. The only rule is it's got to be a hit. It doesn't matter what genre, what decade, but it's got to be a national hit so everybody else can know what you're talking about. And not only that, because, you know, people put their heart and soul into records, and I think it's just really cruel if we make fun of the flops. I mean, somebody tried really hard. But hey, the hits, they're laughing all the way to the bank. Fair game. The ones that, you know, maybe sold a million copies and you're wondering, what million people bought that? So those are the rules, and like I say, any decade, any genre, as long as they're hits. So we'll do that on the 30th of October, be there or be square. Again, tomorrow, you got to do the thing if you're doing the prosperity, law of prosperity. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, of course, MaryAnnWinkowski.com has a whole explanation. But for those of you who are always monthly doing the prosperity checks, that would be tomorrow. And I believe it's like 150-something, and I've already lost that piece of paper. But so, hey, do it about 145, and you'll be fine. Now, this AI story. All right, we hear about AI doing everything, and you know, you've known about it in terms of all the voice prompts on phone menus where, you know, or chats where you're talking obviously to a bot of some sort, and they're wanting to answer all your questions, and they're doing everything they can to make sure you don't talk to a living, breathing person. Well, I get that, you know, if you're dealing with Amazon or you're dealing with UPS, you know, so what, all right? But now let's talk about medicine. You know, there's so many portals now for electronic records where you, the patient, can sign up and be apprised. One of them is MyChart, and a lot of people use it. A lot of hospitals use it and facilities and doctors as well. Well, they are now helping the doctor, don't you know, not waste time with those questions that could easily be answered, and they are using AI-generated messages. Now, theoretically, the doctor should review these, but but apparently they're not. So, saw this article, and it was one of those what could go wrong articles where, in fact, hundreds of thousands of messages now, of course, are exchanged between doctors and patients a day. But the new AI-powered feature is answering the quote-unquote easy questions. And so, according to the New York Times, there are 15,000 doctors making use of this feature. You hope to God that they're checking them first, but apparently not. A case in point was University of North Carolina health family medicine doctor told the New York Times that an AI-generated message reassured one of his patients that she'd gotten a hepatitis B vaccine, despite she didn't even have she not only didn't have the vaccine, but there was no access to the vaccination records. And the deal that is dangerous and what caused me to gasp was that the MyChart rule tool isn't required to divulge that a given response was written by AI which makes many of the users think that they were giving medical advice by their physician, when in fact they were getting it from an algorithm. And it's relying on a version of GPT-4, the open AI language model, you know, ChatGPT and all that. And the tool even attempts to simulate the voice of the doctor, which makes it even more insidious. And they're pitching it to doctors to use because they say you'll save time and you won't have to, you know, be involved and all that. But the problem is that apparently this AI feature damn near hallucinates. And that's right. And there were 116 AI-generated draft messages that were nothing short of a hallucination. And that doesn't sound like a lot at all when you're realizing about the, you know, tens of thousands of users. However, when you're talking about medicine, yeah, that should scare the living daylights out of you. And so apparently there were a number of other errors, but the big thing and the reason that I mention it is that patients are thinking they're hearing from doctors when maybe they are hearing from a computer, and there are no federal rules about the messages needing to be labeled as AI-generated. When you read a doctor's note, you think it's the doctor's note. Don't you think at the very least that these companies should be forced to, if they don't on their own, which you would think they would, to at least note that this was an AI-generated response? I think there's a number of patients who have every right to feel betrayed, and over time, maybe there'll be a number of patients that feel every right to sue. Yeah, dangerous as hell, I think. But yeah, what could possibly go wrong? So that was the shock of the night. All right, so I plan to be here 21 hours from now. Caveat that I might not, but I plan to be. And in the meantime, until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. And I just looked up and realized I have another minute to prattle on. So let me see. I found the exact time for the new moon. All right. It's 1:49 p.m. Central tomorrow. Or today now. So if you're writing those prosperity checks, and of course, go to Marianne Winkowski, and that's just like it sounds, MarianneWinkowski.com. And you can look at the law of abundance and you'll see the moon tables and everything else and the whole theory behind it. And you'll decide. Next full moon is October 17th. Please make a note of it. It'll be the Hunter Moon. And after that, like I say, on the 30th, we'll open the polls for the world's worst hit records. Now, other than that, I've got everything in front of me. And the problem is I have so many numbers for Jim in front of me that I can't find what else is going on for today. Well, probably not a lot, actually. So, yeah, right. Well, I did mention the Capitals. It would have been happy birthday to Samuel George. Donnie Hathaway would have turned 79 this week. I'll make sure we play something by him tomorrow night. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.